Wilson's in the power station.
Yeah, it might have spun a few tracks once or twice there.
He might have. Well, after 3 years, his property is about to be revealed. He's been doing it up. It's going to feature on an ABC TV show called Restoration Australia. And Mike's going to have a chat to me about the painstaking reno just after 10 this morning.
Then he should slip into Dana Street and do the old hot gossip up.
Yeah, that's got potential, hasn't it?
That's got a lot of potential. I don't know. I think someone lives in it. I'm not absolutely sure.
I've got a drip car still open.
No, if the door opened to that place, there'd be a lot of skeletons crawling out, let me tell you. Brett Mack coming up, 12 inches of 80s. But right now, it's time for...
Uh-oh.
Wait for it.
Yep.
It's PT's Friday Funny.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Brett Mack, a little old man living in Ballarat, answered a knock at the door one Friday to be confronted by Paul, a well-dressed young man carrying a vacuum cleaner. Well, this could go anywhere. Yes. Good afternoon, sir, said Paul. If I could take a couple of minutes of your time, I'd like to demonstrate the very latest in high-powered vacuum cleaners. Go away, said Brett.
A bit grumpy.
I'm broke and I haven't got any money, and he proceeded to close the door.
Mm-hmm.
Quick as a flash, though, Paul wedged his foot in the door and pushed it wide open. Don't be too hasty, he commanded. Not until you've at least seen my demonstration. And with that, he emptied a bucket of horse poo onto the hallway carpet.
I'm not happy.
Paul said, now, if this vacuum cleaner does not remove all traces of this horse manure from your carpet, I'll personally eat the remainder. Brett stepped back and said with a smile, well, let me get you a spoon because they cut off my electricity this morning.
Back in form, PT, back in form. I like it.
And with that, you have a great weekend.
You too, mate.